Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. I'm going to talk to you today about Azure Functions. It's a serverless, event-driven experience that extends the existing Azure App Service platform. These are nano services that can scale based on demand, and you only pay for the resources you consume. I'll go here to make a new function under web and mobile. I'll make a quick function here. Now, there are a lot of confusing terms in the cloud space. There's IaaS, for infrastructure as a service, that's virtual machines. There's PaaS, or platform as a service, where you deploy your apps and you don't really think about the underlying virtual machine. Functions are built on a serverless architecture, which handles the heavy lifting of building these highly available, scalable, end-to-end functions. You can make functions in a variety of languages, including JavaScript, C#, Python, PHP, F#, and even scripting languages like Bash or Batch and PowerShell. You can write code that'll be triggered by virtually any event in Azure or third-party service or even on-premises systems. Here I'll make a quick webhook in JavaScript. I'll be able to edit this with a code editor, but I could also use Git and deploy this from my local machine. Again, this example is using Node, but other languages are supported. Here I'll trigger on an HTTP request. I can set my bindings and my outputs. I'm going to call my new Azure function with Postman, this little utility, and I'll pass in my name. When I hit send, we sent a post back to that Azure function. It triggered, and there's my result. You only pay for the time that your code is running. You'll be charged based on the number of resources that Azure function needs, and only for as long as it takes your code to execute. Azure Functions supports triggering an event based on an activity in an Azure service. For example, you could run code based on log files that show up or a blob that appears. You could run on a timer, and your output could be a third party like SendGrid or Twilio. For example, a file could be saved to OneDrive, and that could trigger a function that uses the Graph API to modify a spreadsheet, make charts, and calculate data. Serverless mobile backends, real-time stream processing, bot messaging, the possibilities are endless. You can accelerate development, write your code directly in the functions editor, test immediately. Be sure to check out the documentation and start exploring Azure Functions now.